All right, here we are on What's Happening with KTWH and Kenny Blumenfeld with us again in the studio, or not in the studio, but by phone. Thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Unless you say it's a studio, though. It's like I'm actually in kind of a dingy office.
Oh. Yes.
The office of the state climatologist is, it's an old kind of Cold War era university classroom.
No swank window facing the landscape?
Actually, we do have really nice windows facing some of the windows looking out upon the trees, and then the demonstration garden is just down the hill. But the interior is no studio. We'll just say that.
Okay. Well, at least you get a window, because climatologists of all people ought to be able to look out the window and see what's happening in case, so that their words make some sort of sense.
Yeah, I agree. It's good for us to know what's actually happening outside. That is true.
All right, so when I was looking at the weather today and trying to give folks a tiny bit of a weather update, I found I was pretty much hopelessly muddled in chances of storms coming and going, including thunder and including rain, and sometimes hot and sometimes cold, and weather going east, wind east and then southwest and then east again. So I finally gave up and said, Kenny, who can interpret this for you at 9:20? So I hand it over to you.
Yeah. So did you get a thunderstorm yesterday?
We got at least one. I think we got one in the evening. Maybe we got one in the late afternoon. I know we got at least one.
Yeah. Well, your friends farther up the shore, go into Cook County, they got hit harder. And up along the international border, basically Ely and on north, they got hit real hard yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of, like, International Falls, they are just running away with their, they're now over 30 inches of precipitation on the year to date. That exceeds anything they've ever recorded for this time of year. I think they got, so far they're sitting at, you know, I think 1.75 inches on this storm. And other parts, you know, at least according to radar, there's some indications that some areas have already gotten over 2 or 3 inches of rain. There's a flood watch that technically covers two harbors. I would say, you know, there's going to be some more storms and rain and storms coming through today. The bigger threat for flooding is probably going to be, I don't want to say it doesn't include you, but the areas that have already gotten 1 to 3 inches of rain are just going to be a little more susceptible to flooding from anything else that comes. That flood watch ends, I think the Weather Service ends it sometime this evening, maybe 10 p.m. And yeah, you're right. That's not necessarily it for the storms. We don't have a really decisive cold front moving through. And so if you were seeing kind of, topsy-turvy or, indecisive wind patterns on the forecast, that's because there's not, you know, it's not one of those things where the wind's out of the south or southeast today and then this big sweeping cold front's going to come through and the wind's going to blow out of the west or northwest for the next 4 days.
Right.
It's just not that kind of pattern. In fact, there's a little bit of a cool off coming through. In much of Minnesota yesterday, it was muggy. It's still kind of muggy in the southern and central parts of the state today, although it's cloudier. But, you know, we had temperatures into the 80s and even 90s in southern Minnesota yesterday. And it's going to cool off for a couple days. Temperature is going to fall into the 60s and 70s instead of 70s, 80s, and 90s. But the warmth is going to return early next week, and I think that's why you're seeing. And in fact, right now it's hard to describe. There aren't, you know, normally even in the fall, I mean, especially in the winter and often in the fall, if you're looking at a weather map and there's some kind of precipitation around, you can actually find a pretty strong low pressure area, like an L. And then there will be a blue line with sharp flags coming out of it, and they're usually pointing to the southeast, and that's your cold front.
Yeah.
And often a red kind of arc line with little half circles, usually pointing to the north, and that's your warm front. And this pattern, you know, the L is pretty weak, the cold front is pretty weak, and then all that's going to happen is things are going to settle down a little bit today, and then they're just going to, they'll kind of rematerialize once or twice more this weekend yet, and then it'll cool off a little bit on Sunday, and then we'll be kind of back into it again Monday and Tuesday, and it's really next week, Katya, next week, where we see a cold front.
Ooh, I was wondering when this was going to come. Yeah. Okay, do tell.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look, you know, I know there had been some, there have been some frost advisories out in the last, earlier in the week, far northeastern Minnesota. I don't know if you experienced any frost or if any folks you knew. We saw some temperatures into the 30s, but not much lower. We didn't have a lot of freezing conditions reported. I think the one next week has a better shot at a frost. But, you know, it's there's still some iffy signs. There's a, still a very strong kind of heat dome off to the southwest that seems to at least be suggesting that the hot weather isn't going to go away altogether. Mm. But at the same time, our first real kind of Canadian high pressure is going to build in sometime, oh gosh, you know, at least the second half of next week. And possibly continuing through the weekend. We don't know what its longevity will be, because is it gonna just march in and sit over Minnesota, or is it gonna get pushed away by the warm air off to the southwest? That's a little too far out for us to know at this point, but does look like some cool air. I mean, you know, fall-like air coming at least more likely next week. And you know, I can talk to you on Friday, and then we'll know how wrong this was.
But,
we're at least seeing signs,
yep.
And it's showing up in multiple models that by the time we begin next weekend, you know, there'll be some much cooler air anchored off to the north of Minnesota and pushing some waves of cold air into at least the northern parts of the state. So, you know, there you get maybe a chance for having a day where the temperature doesn't get out of the 50s.
Okay.
And, that kind of fall weather day. And then if it clears out at night, you got the temperature dropping into or maybe even through the 30s and into the 20s.
So okay. Yeah. Well, I know they had 31 in Brimson about a week ago,
yeah.
That one really chill night.
And Brimson's a good spot to measure those kind of lower temperatures. It's not the coldest, but it's one of the colder stations.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, you know, it's definitely in the, you know, the upper or lower, I guess, 5th percentile. We can usually pretty good for temperature. Couple stations are often a little bit cooler, but
yeah,
it's a good one. But nothing in town, no frost in town.
No, not even close.
No.
And also, I would say I think my rain gauge showed only about a quarter inch of rain from the last couple of days from yesterday. So we definitely did not get, you know, some of that major flooding that was predicted for this area. And also, one thing I've noticed is, you know, even when it gets cool, it seems like kind of a muggy cool, like if it comes from Canada, it seems like that'll change that too. Like we're talking crisp cool air.
Yeah, you're right. There is a difference. Right now, who knows what your source of, you know, those cool conditions have been, but we have not been getting any major, you know, northerly wind days. It's been a while. And in fact, the last time we had, you know, real good bursts of northerly winds, it was like the middle of summer. So who could tell, because the sun's out,
right,
much longer then. I think that what we're seeing now is, you know, at least again, it's good potential for, yeah, a cool, crisp, kind of Canadian-like air mass with, lower humidity. And not to say that it wouldn't sprinkle or be damp at the beginning of it, but once that thing settles in, if you get under the middle of the high pressure.
Yeah.
It can be something else. And just to kind of tease it a little bit, the model forecast for, let's say, next Friday morning has temperatures, you know, mid-30s, and lower across kind of the eastern half or so of Minnesota and into the, maybe even a little bit lower than that in the Arrowhead. And then the cold air just kind of, you know, depending on the model, it wafts in. And then maybe even the following week, that last week in September, could be even colder. But the thing is again, we got to watch for that warm air off to the southwest. It's been incredibly persistent.
Oh.
And there have been times this summer where we thought it was going to get wet and we thought it was going to get cool 8 days away, and then the warm air just kind of surged northeastward and pushed everything back into Canada. So we shall see.
We shall see. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people waiting with bated breath from now till then to hear what you have to say. Hopefully, I hope you're right, because I can't wait for that cool, crisp air.
People love fall.
I know.
Love fall. We're a winter state, so people love fall because that's our transition.
That's right. That's the precursor. Thanks, Kenny. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Thanks, Katya.
Yeah, bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist for the Minnesota DNR.